My name is Chris Johnson, and I want to start this out by stating my age. I'm a 41-year-old man. I feel it's important because what I'm about to tell you is fucking ridiculous. And it's the kind of thing where, like, if you found out, like, a teenager was doing this, you'd be like, motherfucker, how fucking old are you? What the fuck is wrong with you? But I'm pulling this shit as a 41-year-old, and you know what? I'm all about it. I'm fucking here for it. I'm totally on board with this shit. I'm not upset about it. I'm not fucking embarrassed. I thought it was a perfectly reasonable thing to do. And you know what? I'd fucking do it again. And I'm still fucking laughing about it, so I gotta fucking tell it. On Wednesday, I don't work. I'm off on Wednesdays. And there was a 5K on a Wednesday night. There were a couple fucking Wednesday night 5Ks over the summer, and I fucking love it. It's awesome. It was like the Harvest Moon 5K or whatever the fuck in a little town called Pendleton. And like most towns around me, I know that Pendleton exists. I don't know how the fuck to get there. I don't really exactly know where it is. I don't know if I've ever fucking been there. Maybe I drove through. Towns are fucking towns, man. In any fucking place I've ever lived, although I've only lived in like here and like college, but it's the same thing in college. Like one town is the same as another town. Oswego is the same as fucking Fulton. It's the same as fucking Clay. They all look the same. They all got fucking grocery stores and shit. In the Buffalo area, it's all the fucking same. Hamburg, Tonawanda, Amherst, Williamsville. It's all the fucking same to me. It's the same shit. The only reason I even know I'm in a different fucking town is because sometimes there's a fucking sign up. Like, oh, I'm in fucking West Seneca now? Awesome. Oh, I'm entering South Buffalo? Great. Looks kind of the same as West Seneca does. But anyway, what I didn't know about the town of Pendleton is that it is very close to my old place of employment. The old insurance call center job. As a matter of fact, the way to the 5K was basically the way to work. Except that, like, this exit off this one throughway, instead of turning right and then, you know, driving a half mile up the road and being at my fucking place of work, I turned left and then, you know, took a different fucking turn, and a couple miles later I was at the fucking race. I knew my buddy, the judge, was at work. The call center job sucks balls. It's the worst job I've ever had. They like to suck the soul out of their fucking employees, so they're forcing them to go back to the office a couple days a week in the name of fucking work culture, whatever the fuck that means. Hey man, we need the fucking culture of having you taking these soul-sucking calls at an office with a bunch of fucking noise around you instead of at home where you got to save time and gas money and fucking wear and tear in your vehicle. It's all about fucking control and the fact that, like, hey, well, we bought these fucking buildings. We gotta fucking use them. Us workers gotta fucking bail out these dickheads that made shitty real estate deals. But I knew he was at work because he sent the text earlier in the day bitching that Gonzo wasn't at work. And I was like, oh, that motherfucker's at work. And then, you know, I didn't really think about it because what the fuck do I care? I mean, I'm sad that he had the drive to work and it sucks, but like it doesn't affect my day at that point until I realized, holy shit, fucking 5K is really close to the job. So I made the decision right then and there. I am fucking driving to the parking lot of my old job, and I'm gonna find this motherfucker's car, and I'm gonna paste something on his fucking window. I don't know when his shift exactly ends, but I'm pretty sure like 9:30 was my guess. I did a podcast one time, a couple years back now, about getting in trouble at the old job for drawing penises and post-it notes and, you know, slipping them on his desk and shit. He sent me occasional cock notes too. You know, it was a hot fucking exchange. We had to go talk to, like, the fucking managers about it. And I walked right into that fucking manager's office and they're like, do you know why you're here? And I was like, yes, I do know why I'm here. And they're like, why? And I was like, because I drew fucking penis notes. And they were fucking stunned that I was so upfront about it. They're like, do you know why that's unacceptable? I guess. Yeah, you don't want me drawing cocks at work. I want to draw cocks at work. Okay. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to draw a cock in this guy's car. I took a pink post-it note and I drew a penis. And I wrote the word penis on the penis because I'm not good at drawing penis. I had to let him know that it was a fucking penis. And I wrote his name on the top, you know, the judge. And I wrote, you know, I love you, XOXO. And I also wrote another note that I stuffed under his windshield wiper that I don't know if he got. He didn't fucking address this. He sent a text to the group text with, you know, me, Nis, and Gonzo, of the penis note, but he didn't send a picture of the other note. And the other note said, Judge, I will fuck you in your bedazzled anus until your soul leaves your body. Love you, XOXO. I wrote that. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm a grown-ass 41-year-old man. I wrote that on a fucking pink post-it note, and I drove to a fucking parking lot of a place of employment that I no longer work at, and I found this motherfucker's car, and I parked outside of it, and I was pasting this shit on his fucking windows and stuffing notes under his fucking windshield wipers. And you know how I handled that afterwards, like when I was done? Do you think I felt shame or anything like that? No. I felt proud, and I laughed my fucking balls off. Because he's not going to know. He's not going to know why the fuck I was up there. I'm spilling the beans now. He's going to listen to this shit eventually. He's going to fucking realize, like, why the fuck I was up there. See, I like the fact that, like, he knew that I fucking did it, or at least he knew I had a fucking hand in it, but he didn't understand how. And he didn't ask how, because he knew I would give him a bullshit answer. And when he fucking texted it, I said, hey, who left that? Ha ha ha. How fucking hilarious. Hey, who left that note? Who left that note, brah? Who left that shit? Don't tell that weebly fuck who ratted us out to management last time. Old fucking Shortstack. I'm positive that my old supervisor, Shortstack Calhoun, just a fucking asshole, was the one who found the penis notes and took it to management. Because they told us, they were like, listen, the janitors found the penis notes and they got really upset and they took them to the fucking director. The fucking janitors did it. Have you talked to the janitors? Because let me tell you something. I have talked to the fucking janitors. I chatted with this one motherfucking janitor a lot. Like, if I was on lunch, he'd come and fucking shoot the shit with me. And I could tell you with 100% certainty, that guy didn't give two fucking shits about anything, especially the fucking job, to the point where he's gonna care about dick notes. And not only that, how the fuck is he gonna know, like, who my director is? I don't know who the fucking director or manager is of any other fuck department in that fucking building, but you mean to tell me that the fucking janitor knows who my fucking boss is and is gonna go, get the fuck out of here, dude. Get the fuck out of here. It was ludicrous. But anyway, that's what happened. That's what happened, Judge. That's why I was up there. I didn't just take a special trip to leave you a dick note. But I'm proud of what I did, and I would do it again. I would do it again a fucking 100 times over. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, and any fucking podcasting sites you want. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. All 700, whatever the fuck. You can download me, carry me in your pocket, website, app, all that shit. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou, Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes, and in my Facebook timeline.